Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at 2 locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
They are a family that has experienced and endured the journey of having a medically fragile child with a rare disease. A 9-year-old child that ultimately left this earth because of his rare disease, but not without greatly impacting our lives in so many positive ways. We're talking about the Terling family, and we're talking about Austin First Foundation. Anthony has been on the show before numerous times, and we are nearing World Rare Disease Day, and I wanted to recognize rare diseases again through the Mark White Show and honor those who have battled rare diseases, those who are in the fight with a rare disease as we speak. Welcome back to the show, Anthony Terling.
Hey, Mark. Good to hear from, or good to be on the show. Always good to catch up with you and obviously your listeners and supporters, and love being on the show.
Let's talk about the Austin First Foundation. For those who do not know, let's talk about Austin. Let's talk about the impact that Austin left behind and the reason for you and Lindsay to start the Austin First Foundation.
Yeah. So, you know, Austin, was our oldest son. And we have, he was one of our, we have two sons, but he was our oldest son, and, he lived with a very rare disease. Even to this day, there's still only about 45 known cases in the entire world of his condition. And it's called UBA5 mutation. It's a genetic mutation. And, you know, we, went through the journey that many, do with rare disease. Partly is A, to get a diagnosis, to get an accurate diagnosis. That's always a challenge for those in the rare disease community. And this is a worldwide, you know, thing that a lot of people deal with, up to 300 plus million people worldwide are living with a rare disease. In America alone, that's 1 in 10 Americans are affected by some sort of rare disease. You know, and Austin was one of those many individuals across the world that were impacted by that. And so, you know, my wife and I, Lindsay, you know, really just have a heart for helping others. And also, obviously, through our own personal journey with Austin, you know, really saw the need of awareness for rare disease, because, you know, Austin and the UBA5 mutation, you know, genetic disease, while it's only, you know, known in 45 known, you know, cases or people in the world, there's over 7,000 known rare diseases that, you know, like I said, is approximately about 300 million people worldwide living with them. So, you know, we really took on the challenge to, once we found out his diagnosis, after 4 years of his life, you know, we came up with Austin First Foundation, obviously with his name being in the forefront and the first being 1ST. And really that's just, the first is really a motto of putting what you know is important in your life first, especially if it's a situation like we were in, and many, many, many people in the world find themselves in, unfortunately, battling some kind of condition, a medical condition, a disease, or some kind of challenge. And so, you know, it's kind of that motto to put that first in your life. And so for us, it was always Austin. And so, yeah, so here we are, however many years later. It's hard to keep count sometimes. One, Austin's been gone from us for over 2 years, but, you know, his legacy is still living on, and we do that every day through Austin First Foundation and through your supporters, your listeners. It's real fun to see and humbling to see your listeners engage with us on social media and different things. So that's a huge testament to you to get the word out, because really rare disease just needs a lot of awareness. Because, you know, that's why Rare Disease Day, on February 29th, you know, for Thursday is a huge deal, because, you know, in a world where the spotlight often shines on the most prevalent health issues, we believe it's crucial not to overlook the challenges faced by those battling rare diseases. You know, and every year Rare Disease Day serves as that reminder of the struggles faced by millions worldwide and the urgent need for the awareness that I spoke about a minute ago, and then support, change, and research. And those four words right there are part of our mission at Austin First Foundation, to be champions for rare disease, and doing those four things: creating awareness, doing exactly what we're doing right here, Mark, having a conversation that others can hear through your radio program, through all the other programs that connect your and also the social media. And so it's real important for us to create awareness, but all that leads down into helping create support and then change, and then obviously research for those living with a rare disease. So it's very personal to us. But also it's the bigger picture for us is we really want to help save people, save lives, and also just increase quality of life for people living with rare disease.
Rare diseases are not so rare as you express some numbers, and that may be shocking to listeners to hear 1 in 10 Americans battling a rare disease. That is a significant amount of people that are affected by this. Now, when your family first learned about Austin's rare disease, and now to this point in 2024, what have you seen as far as attitudes or changing thoughts about the rare disease community and the fight that's underway to bring awareness to rare diseases and what these families are going through?
Just in the last, you know, I'd say 3 or 4 years, we've seen a huge, just, you know, and part of this is what Rare Disease Day does. And I'd be remiss to not mention, you know, some of the groups that are doing this globally. One Global Genes, we're partnered with them on some research projects. And then also NORD, which is National Organization of Rare Disorders. And so both are very large, big organizations that have a worldwide and of course, North American focus that provide resources, provide information, but advocacy. And so, you know, I've seen just in like the last 3 to 4 years, I mean, if you look at Alabama alone, Alabama has what's called the Alabama Rare Disease Advisory Council. And as of about 3 years ago, they didn't even have a website. And now they have a website with a ton of resources on it. We're a part of that Rare Disease Advisory Council, at least supporting them. We are working to get on that committee to be a part of the nonprofit and kind of the groups that are helping Alabama when it comes to rare disease advisory or rare disease resources. And some of those resources are funding to pay for rare disease testing. There's a lot of ways that someone could get diagnosed, but the key is to get accurately diagnosed. And when rare disease is so hard because something that is a symbol of rare disease are zebras. And the reason why zebras are used as kind of like the image for rare disease is one, every zebra's stripes are, they're no, none of them are the same. So they're very unique as people with rare disease are. They're very unique individuals. They're human. They're just like us, just like everybody. And they want to live a quality life. And so, but they just have, they have meaningful differences. And so I think that the zebra alone is something that is taught in medical school. So they actually call the zebra, as I said, is the official symbol for rare disease in the United States. But medical zebras is a term used by doctors to describe a rare disease diagnosis. Because in medicine, the term zebra is used to reference to a rare disease or a condition. And so doctors are taught to assume that the simplest explanation is usually correct, to avoid patients being misdiagnosed with rare illnesses. But many medical professionals will forget that zebras do exist, and so getting a diagnosis and treatment can be more difficult for those with a rare condition. And I say all that to say that the journey we went on with Austin was we went through a litany of tests. I mean, just test after test after test. And we had so many people asking us, well, have you had this test done? Have you had that test done? And so there's all types of ways that people get to the end result, which is hopefully an accurate diagnosis. But something that, that these rare disease advisory councils are doing, especially in Alabama, is there is funding available, which provides free resources for families in need. And so that's part of what Austin First Foundation and a lot of these other organizations and partners are trying to do is really, A, create awareness for what rare diseases are, B, how to find help, whether it's for testing, for obviously getting an accurate diagnosis, or just treatments and resources like medical care or therapies and those kind of things. So I've seen a lot of advancement in the last couple of years, whether it's with the research that we're working with some different groups on, whether it's the actual just sometimes simply just having a website presence. Like when Alabama Rare Disease Advisory Council had no website presence, I spoke to them and I asked, I said, you know, I think the key thing is with our world being so attached to the phone, and having everything at our fingertips to be able to search and find. I said, sometimes having a really good website presence when a mom or a dad or an individual with a rare disease is sitting there in a moment of they feel lost, because you do feel like, and we were the parent of a child with a rare disease, but I know my wife and I both felt very, very small in a very large world, and we felt very lost. But, and I've told you this on this show, on this program, the way we found our resources and other UBA5 families was through Facebook. And so not that that's a bad thing, but there's a better way, in my opinion, that we can connect all these people and individuals to get them help. Because when you hear one rare disease story, whether it's from a parent or it's from the patient themselves, you start realizing a lot of the journey is similar. There's trying to get the diagnosis. There's trying to figure out where to go to get the diagnosis. And then once you get the diagnosis, okay, what kind of treatments, what kind of therapies, what kind of, you know, options are there for care? And obviously for a lot of people, it's, is there a cure? So I've seen tremendous, tremendous advancements in the last few years.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Anthony Terling. Him and his wife have Austin First Foundation. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about how you can help as a listener. It's going to be a call to action because I want you to be a part of this mission, this effort to bring awareness to rare diseases, and not just bring awareness, but find something to do to help a family. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on rare diseases. And I wanted to talk to Anthony Terling. He's been on the Mark White Show before. Glad to have him back on the show to talk about Austin First Foundation. And we talk about what has happened since the founding of this effort. They've donated a variety of disability equipment and other products, including multiple tumble form adapted chairs, gait training walkers, bath otter bathing systems, kid cart, special needs car seats, medical supplies, formula, diapers, weighted blankets, and other adaptive wear to local families in need and organizations that support their mission. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Anthony Terling.
Wow, Mark. I hadn't, some of those things has been so long since we had been given the opportunity to donate those or purchase those. Wow, that was awesome to hear. Some of those things I'd kind of forgot about. But yeah, I mean, just in that scope of you listing out those items, some of those items people may not know what they are, but they're so important to the quality of life of obviously the individual that is affected in living with a rare disease, but also the caregivers, whether they're the parents, they're the medical team, or they're the friends. But wow, that was awesome to hear. I know we've and I want to say this, the work that my wife and I and our board and our many supporters do is all 100%. It's not because of Anthony and Lindsay. It's not because of the board. It's because of the people that support us, whether it's you, Mark, it's your listeners, it's people that donate, it's people that pray for us, it's people that hit share on Facebook, hit like, hit comment, read our blog, go to our website. Every bit of it matters. And even if it's, you know, it's not all about the dollars, sometimes it's just about the awareness, because I've seen it in action. And I know there's probably somebody listening that is saying, yep, awareness. When somebody understands something and knows there's a problem, there's plenty of people out there to help. So I just want to say thank you to all the many people over the years that have supported us in so many different ways, because without any of that, we couldn't donate the money that we donate to the research or to UAB or to Children's Hospital or to any other group. So just thank you. I appreciate that.
And obviously we want to continue providing these donations to children and families throughout the year, and that takes financial support, and we want people to be able to support the effort. And let's talk about the various efforts of Austin First Foundation, including the upcoming golf tournament, the Golf Scramble, and that's coming up June the 10th. But you have other activities that are part of your effort to support these families.
Yeah, so we, you know, the Golf Scramble on June 10th, Monday, June 10th, is obviously one of our kind of staple annual fundraisers. And I want people to realize, you know, this Austin First Foundation has zero paid employees, has zero employees, period. Everything we do is volunteer. Everything that is done is, you know, for me and my wife, we have full-time jobs. You know, we have another child named Sullivan that's, you know, all up in sports and everything that a six-year-old is doing typically. But I just want people to know, you know, this is stuff that we believe in and we work hard at, but we work a lot of times, you know, on our weekends or on our nights, but it's really a volunteer-driven foundation. And it really does take a lot of people in a village to support it. And we've got that. And so, but yeah, the golf tournament is one that we'll always have. Last year, we were able to donate $22,000 from that golf tournament, $16,000 with the UAB and their undiagnosed disease program. So that is 100% staying in our state, supporting families that are in our state, and obviously those from out of state that travel to that great hospital. We were also able to donate to Children's Hospital of Alabama to their pediatric cancer, because I always want to inform people that, unfortunately, all pediatric cancers are rare. And a lot of that is because of the funding that it doesn't receive compared to other cancers. And there are plenty of other rare cancers, not just pediatric. But I encourage people, just research different rare diseases. You'd be surprised which ones are classified rare. But, you know, some other initiatives that we do, we obviously really highlight Rare Disease Day. Last year, we had the City of Auburn did a proclamation to make it the official Rare Disease Day in the City of Auburn. We do things like that to create advocacy and awareness through, you know, local leaders, elected officials. I just got done speaking to the Alabama Rare Disease Advisory Council about what we're doing and kind of some projects and things that we hope will happen. You've got Children's Hospital of Alabama that we're a part of, their committee for the future. So we really, as a foundation, try to stay connected and engaged with the resources here in our state that we can impact and we can help. And then, of course, we've got a drug repurposing research study for the UBA5 community, and that's through a partnership with Radin Science Foundation. And as I shared on your show, I think last time I was on, Radin Science Foundation and UBA5 Foundation are all foundations supporting the UBA5 and rare disease as a whole. And both of those foundations are just like Austin First Foundation. They're parents that have children that have UBA5 mutation and created their own nonprofits. One's in Oregon and one is in Kansas. And then, of course, you've got us in Alabama. So that shows the power of the parent and the power of someone wanting to help. And I think our biggest thing is we just want to create hope for people. So we've got a lot of things, good things going. Last year in 2023, we were able to donate over about close to $35,000 to various projects, whether it was UAB, Children's Hospital, Radin Science Foundation, UBA5 Foundation. And then obviously we try to help direct to families in need. So I encourage people, if you know somebody, and you're listening to this and you know somebody with a rare disease that's affected, please let us know. We want to help them where their needs are. If it's paying some of their medical bills, if it's giving them some of the equipment that you just mentioned that we've had opportunities to donate. There was a time when Austin needed a stander, and it's basically exactly what it sounds like. It's a therapy equipment that allows the patient to stand. And Austin could not sit, crawl, talk, walk. He certainly couldn't stand by himself. That stander was not covered by insurance and was $5,000. We were not able to do that on our own. And so when we were done with that, we actually donated it to the local school system, because that was a way that we knew that that piece of equipment would impact a lot of kids and a lot of people, not just one in particular. So I encourage people, if you know somebody out there, we want to know about it and we want to help them in any way we can.
Anthony, let's tell people how they can contribute, how they can donate. I know that you're looking for sponsors for the ACES for Austin golf tournament coming up on June the 10th.
Yep. So we've got, obviously, you know, and I encourage people, come to our website. It's constantly updating and changing. We constantly add resources to it. We constantly update information, and it's austinfirstfoundation.org. And just remember, the first is spelled 1ST. Please connect with us on social media. Also, it's on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Austin First Foundation. Because again, sharing and liking and commenting and just spreading what we post is very important. But, you know, there's a donate tab. We're a 501c3 public charity here in Alabama. So obviously, you know, for tax write-offs and deductions and things like that, you know, so obviously financial donations, and we, 90%+ of the funds we raise go back to support our missions. So no different for Aces for Austin, the golf scramble. Yes, obviously, if you're interested in golfing, there's golf entries, there's sponsorships, monetary donations. And of course, we do a, as Mark, as you saw last year at the golf tournament, we do a pretty good silent auction. So if you're interested in donating a silent auction item, all of it is going to a great cause. And for Aces for Austin specifically, our biggest benefactor is UAB's undiagnosed disease program. And that is giving so many people the ability to have a diagnosis, but an accurate diagnosis. And I can speak with 100% experience that we were given a lot of diagnoses for Austin, and none of them were right, because the doctor said, you need keys. Keys are to open doors. Well, keys are insurance. The door is opened by insurance, right? If you need equipment, if you need therapy, if you need medical things covered, that's what diagnoses do. But an accurate diagnosis can make a huge difference in anyone's life. And so that's who we're going to support for Aces for Austin. So yeah, there's a lot of ways to get involved, but I just encourage people, go to austinfirstfoundation.org, see where you may be able and willing to get involved. And like I said, if you can't give monetarily, even if it's a dollar, you can share and help create awareness for us, because that is one of the most important things that we have in our mission.
Anthony Terling, it's always a pleasure to have you talk about Austin First Foundation. I appreciate you joining me on the show today. And World Rare Disease Day, I hope people will find an opportunity to help these families, these individuals who are battling these rare diseases.
Yes, and I encourage people, February 29th, so Thursday, a little call to action. If you follow us on social media, please do. If you don't, please like us, follow us, all those things on social media. But we encourage you to wear blue. So shade of blue is a symbol of rare disease. Also, if you're interested, we do have Austin First t-shirts that you can purchase. But we just encourage you to help create that awareness on Thursday, February 29th, and post on social media, a reel, a TikTok, whatever it is, and tag Austin First Foundation in it and put hashtag Rare Disease Day, because you will be creating worldwide awareness for rare disease.
Thank you, Anthony Terling.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers in our communities and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you will go ahead and share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities, not only in our area, but around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. I do want to dedicate this show to two people today, and that's Christine Markham Gill and police officer Randall McCrary. They were both friends of mine, and we want to honor their families today, honor them, and offer them our support. The Mark White Show is in their corner. Randall was a great friend of mine. We backed each other up as law enforcement officers. And Christine, I'd known her for a very long time, going back to around the sixth grade when I was in Hueytown and my grandfather preached at Hueytown Church of Christ. So today's show is dedicated to Christine Markham Gill and Randall McCrary. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville. Greenville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.